Is honesty really the best policy? Should some secrets remain secrets from loved ones for their own good? What extreme circumstances might lead us to reveal those details from our hidden past? Listen in as playwright Arthur Kaiser brings us the news in We Interrupt This Program.
Anything of interest in the paper this morning, Mr. Finney?
Just the usual things. Weather, church announcements. Something about the boys down at the high school and their annual bonfire.
They must have had a real good time.
Seems as though they did. The fire got bigger than usual.
Things like that can happen.
Burn down the whole school.
Boys will be boys.
What's that you're knitting?
A throw. A mother's bed.
Guessing that's going to take you a while.
About 3 years.
Think you'll make it? Didn't you just turn 96?
97.
Is it a surprise?
She says waking up each morning is a surprise.
She fancies being a stand-up comedian. Shame she never learned how to smile.
Come to think of it, I never did see her smile much. Certainly not when I told her you and I were planning to marry.
Oh, I thought I saw a small smile at your father's funeral, but I might be wrong. Could have been indigestion.
We interrupt this broadcast for a special report. From the Oval Office in the White House, a spokesman has informed us that a space object called the Texas Asteroid, originally expected to pass safely past the Earth, has changed its course and is now heading directly towards us. Scientific calculations confirm that the asteroid will strike us on September 3rd, exactly 3 months from now, and destroy our planet. The president has asked all Americans to turn to whatever spiritual or religious faith you may follow in these last few months of our existence. All radio stations and TV networks will be asked to have a short period of silence, after which regular broadcasting may be resumed.
Did you hear that?
Sure did. I've been meaning to tell you that scratching noise on the radio has been getting worse. I can't complain. It was my grandfather's, and those radios never lasted more than 75 years.
With that asteroid coming in 3 months, we could probably get a good deal on a new one at the mall.
I'll stop by the appliance store tomorrow.
I've been meaning to talk to you about our living room furniture for a while. It was my grandmother's, and it's starting to look a bit worn. This might be a good time to look for a new sofa.
We could buy one on credit. I think I saw an ad in the paper that says the first payment won't be due until 6 months after purchase.
Oh, you've always been so much better than me with numbers, Mr. Finney.
That's how I've held on to my job as the third assistant to the assistant bookkeeper so long.
I hate to give you bad news.
Oh, just say it. We've always shared the bad news with the good.
Our annual Labor Day barbecue could be on the same day that thing hits us.
Why don't we schedule the party a week earlier?
I never would have thought of that. You can always find a way to work things out.
Who were you planning to invite this year?
I was thinking of just our close neighbors, but with the news, I'd like to make the list larger, even include your brothers.
Are you sure you want to do that? They're awfully boring.
They're so different from you.
I was the only one in the family with a sense of humor.
I don't like to be bringing up more bad news, but there's a problem with our theater subscriptions.
What's that?
Our tickets for the first show of the season at the community theater are for September 10th. I was really looking forward to seeing it, and now...
When does the show open?
August 30th.
Why don't you call the box office and see if you can switch our tickets to August 31st? Don't let them try to talk you into opening night. Actors are always nervous the first night.
I'll call tomorrow while you're out buying the new radio.
I can't wait to see the headlines the day before that thing hits us. That newspaper is going to be worth saving for my scrapbook.
You may want to buy a few extra copies.
Well, I hate wasting money, but maybe I'll do that.
You could use some of those quarters you've been saving for a rainy day.
I don't know. An asteroid's not the same as a rainy day.
Yeah, you know best. They're your quarters.
I guess this is the best time to tell you some things I've been keeping to myself.
You've been keeping secrets?
I didn't want to upset you.
Well, go on. Just fess up.
I hate your mother. Really hate her. She hasn't said a word to me in over 30 years.
She's never been one to talk that much. I'll mention it to her. If I get her to say hello to you, would that be okay?
I guess so. There's something else. You never called me by my first name.
I never liked your first name.
You should have told me.
I might as well tell you some things that you don't know.
Can't think of a better time.
Do you remember meeting Bradley, that nice-looking police officer who lives on the next block?
I think so.
While you were at work, I let him have his way with me.
Oh, straying one time probably happens in most marriages.
It was 73 times.
Oh, you think any of the neighbors knew about it?
I'm sure they all knew about it.
No one said a word to me.
You're not popular with them. They don't like Democrats.
I wish I'd known that.
There's more.
Oh, what else?
Bradley's next-door neighbor, Frank, was the first to find out.
That must have complicated things.
He said he was going to call you.
He never did.
I found a way to keep him quiet.
You let him have his way with you?
Only 8 times, and never more than twice in a week.
Did Bradley ever find out about Frank?
Oh, no. I couldn't let that happen. Bradley can be very jealous.
Well, it's probably best he never finds out.
That's how I feel. Happy you agree.
Anything else you want to tell me?
Bradley and Frank weren't the only ones.
I'm not surprised.
Most of the other men on our street have had their way with me.
Anyone besides all of them?
No one important.
You should have kept a written record.
I did.
Am I on the list?
3 times in the last 5 years.
By my count, it was 4.
You could be right. Sometimes I forget things that don't seem important.
Is that all of it?
I wrote down a score each time.
I hope mine wasn't the lowest.
There was one man lower.
We interrupt our broadcast for another special announcement from the White House. Scientists from the National Space Agency have determined that the previous announcement about the Texas asteroid was based on an erroneous set of calculations. It will pass by the Earth safely and will have no effect upon our planet. The president has issued an apology for the error. A copy of that apology may be found online at whitehouse.org. We now return you to your regular programming.
That's a shame.
Now we won't get that new radio at a special discount.
There is a bright side.
What's that?
We don't have to exchange our theater tickets.
I never thought of that, but I'm still a bit disappointed.
Why?
I won't have that newspaper headline for my scrapbook.
Oh, I'm sure there's going to be others.
Oh, but nothing like everyone being turned to dust.
About our Labor Day barbecue.
We won't have to change the date.
How would you feel if I invited Bradley?
I'd be disappointed if you didn't. He's practically a member of our family.
We Interrupt This Program by Arthur Kaiser was directed by Bob Tricolini and featured Jenny Aldrich and Don Walker. The stage manager was Donna DeFont. Technical director Ren Pearson was responsible for recording, editing, and mastering all of our radio plays. Narration by Maddie Cashin. We Interrupt This Program is copyright protected and may not be used in any way without the author's permission. This audio production is copyright by Theater Odyssey, all rights reserved.